Be'ezras Hashem, Parshas Emor, Tovshin Pei. The Pasuk says, Emor ala koyen ben aaron ve'omarta aleihem. So it's a double drasha. Emor ve'omarta. So Rashi says, Lahazir gedoilim ala katanim. The Chasam Sofer says there's a different nekuda over here. What's the double lashon emor el hakoyen and bnei aaron ve'omarta aleihem? What's the two things you're telling them? The first thing you're telling them is that they're a koyen. They should know their identity. They should know their maila. They should know you are a koyen, and as a koyen, there are going to be special dinim. And then ve'omarta aleihem taka, what the special dinim of kahuna are. That's the double lashon. The ersh, the dibor, the emor is dos aleihem to tell them emor, you're a koyen. A koyen fears it different. He has different hanhagas, different dinim. A koyen be'etzim is gematria 75. It's very interesting because 7 is teva. 7 is the spitz of teva. 8. 8 is already beyond teva. It's a malach. A koyin is 7.5, 7.5. To say it's beyond the regular teva. It's a little bit beyond. But we're going back to Rashi's pshat. Emor ve'omarta, lahazir gedoilim ala katanim, d'achroinim shtel. Where do you see a remez in the pasuk, lahazir gedoilim ala katanim? It's talking to the gedoilim the whole time. Emor to the gedoilim and amarta to the gedoilim. Where does it say ve'omarta to the katanim? The pshat is based on the famous Dubna Magid in Parshas Tazria. The famous mashal that when a person wants to be mashpi on others, when he's mashpi on ketanim, the way is durch himself. You have to be memali the gevia until the gevia is oila al gidoisev. A person has to know that's the tzura. Lahazir gedoilam al ketanim, the oifin and the tzura, how to be mashpi on others, is first be memali your own yud to an extent that it's already oila al gidoisev. There's another pshat, b'derech drush, lahazir is lashon of shining. Lahazir gedoilam ala ketanim. You know, we have big days. In the tkufa of the corona, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur feels like a million years ago. So much, there's such a nituk of connection to the Metzias HaDvarim. But we have to shine on ourselves, the gedoilam, the big days, the yomim tovim, the yomim leiroyim. They should shine out for us on the ketanim, on the smaller days. The pasuk continues. Emor al hakoyanim lenefesh lo yitame be'amov. Says the Chasam Sofer, we're talking about Aaron hakoyan. Aaron hakoyan is roidif shalim, roidif chesed, oisik bekiruv rechoykim. You have to be careful. Even such a person like that, lenefesh lo yitame be'amov, be careful to only be mashpia good on others, but not to be mushpa yourself. There's a similar word from the Chafetz Chaim at the end of the parsha. At the end of the parsha, the Dalet Minim, and we know that the Medrash says afanart over here that the esrig is nimshal to someone that has tam v'reyach. Toira and Maisim Toivim, Lulav is just Tam, Hadas is just Reach, the Arava is Loi Tam Veloi Reach, the Esrog is Mischaber to the other three, but only Bishas Mitzvah. In the Igor, he's not Mamish part of the Igor. He comes, he's Mashpia, he connects to them, but then he stands alone. Person has to know, Lenefesh Loi Tam Abamav. Behemshech the parasha, it says, Vayidaber Shem Moshe Lamer, Daber al Aaron Lamer, Ish Mizarach al Adairoisom, Asher Yiyah Beimum, Loi Yikrav Lahakrav Karban Lechem Alikov. Why not? Continues the pasuk, ki kol ish asher baymum lo yikrav, which is a fascinating pasuk. A person that has a mum shouldn't be yikrav. Why not? Because kol ish asher baymum lo yikrav. Lama kacha. So it's interesting. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Gilyan Hashas and Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph, the Gemara has a shaila about being madlik with certain shmonim that you ma'arav them with other shmonim that are good, and the Gemara says ain madlikin. My time all if he ain madlikin. And Rabbi Kiva Eger over there in Gilyan Hashas has mitzai and a few other Gemaras where the Gemara uses such a sprach that it says not to do something, ain't toilin lefisha, ain't toilin, ain't koisvin lefisha, ain't koisvin. And then he quotes, v'chein b'baloshin akro, kolisha sheyesh beimum la yikrav, ki kolisha sheyesh beimum la yikrav. He says that that's another musig of this inyan. When you do it kasher tziva, lama kacha. A koyin is also begrusha, v'isha grusha me'isha la yikachu. There's a famous kasha that the Gemara says that according to Shittas Beis Shammai, a person is only Megarish Ishtay Elam Kain Matzah Be'Erevas Dover. So the Chayr, if he was Megarish, or because it was Matzah Be'Erevas Dover, so she was Mezana anyways, so she's also to the Koyin anyways, Al Zoyin. Why does the Torah have to be Mechadish Bazunder? An Isser Lav of Grusha L'Koyin, according to Beis Shammai, that a Grusha is only Grusha when it was Matzah Be'Erevas Dover. So Avada, the Teretz is that even like Beis Shammai, B'di'eved, if you're Megarish for other reasons, Avada, the Gerish in Ischal, also the could be Gerish in Minha Erisin before the Nisuin, also you have the Chayloi's Beis David, that as Aruvosam Tikach, they would send the get. But you have to know that even in Beis Shammai, sometimes there's another reason about being Megarish. There's a word from the Chasam Sofer, the Mishnah in Gittin starts, Hamevi get, Zok the Chasam Sofer, Hamevi, The word Hamevi is Gematria 58, which is Chain. You know, because it says, you know, Rabbi Kiva holds, you're allowed to be Megarish Ishta Kiloi Motza Chain Be'enov. He says, but sometimes it's a Gerishin with Chain. Hamevi get Mimdina Sayam. For whatever reason, there's an Ilutz, he has to go to a Mokim Rochek. He's going far away for years, he doesn't know if he's going to come back. So Beles Breire, he gives a get. That's not because Loi Motza Chain. It's Chain. Hamevi, Gematria Chain. Abedoch, he has to give a get for whatever the reason is that he had to go away. Behemshich state, like the koyin, ubo hashemesh v'toher, va'achar yoichol menakot shem kilachmayu, the din of Herav Shemesh, that a koyin, when he's toivel, he was tameh, even after he's toivel, he's still a tvul yoim, he has to wait till Herav Shemesh. So there's a fascinating derher over here. He already went to the mikveh, he was metar himself in the mei tahara of the mikveh, and he still can't eat truma. You know, sometimes you're a mechusik kippurim, you can't eat truma until you bring a carbon. I understand. But what's, ukotchim, until you eat a carbon, but what's, to bring a carbon, what's the truma? Herav Shemesh. What happens at Herav Shemesh? You see here that when it changes a new day, a new day is heralded in. Tzeisak Rechovim, Yoim V'layla, the concept of Yoim V'layla, it's a new Metzias, new Tahara, a new level, a new opportunity. Especially, people are locked in their homes sometimes so many hours, you lose a sense of time. There has to be a Musig of a Tzur of Zmanim. You know, the Morgan Avram says in Eir Chaim, Simon Aleph, you bring from the Shlach Kodesh, Soid Godol Lechaber Yoim V'Layla B'Toyra B'Tfila Hein B'Boygrein B'Erev, to connect a Yoim and a Layla one to the other. So by Herav Shemesh, it's not Stam Grada, a new level of Tahara, Kedusha, an opportunity is Chal on this Koyen. He's able to eat Truma. That's the Zman that you're supposed to be Mekabel Ol Malcha Shemayim. It's not just the Remez Ba'alma that the Mishnah in Brocha says Me'emes HaKoyen Eshma Ba'arvin Mishosha HaKoyhanim Nechnosan Lechel B'Trumoson. The Mishnah is saying a message. The same Oymek HaInyan why the Koyen suddenly is allowed to eat Truma, because a new day is heralded in. So you should be Mekabel Ol Malcha Shemayim. Oh, they say, if I care, if he balti's makabal olmach shemaim, that's why he could eat truma. But it's not true. Avad ikara did, he could eat the truma even if he doesn't say kriyishma. The etzem mitzias of the tzeisak echovim, the change of the day, a new day, vayyere vayivoyker yemecho, that mitzias that it's nishtana, a new zman, a new opportunity, a new time for his alas, that's why the koyin is allowed to eat truma, and that's why it's appropriate to be makabal olmach shemaim. The Gemara that says in Brachas that one man the Amar says it's Mishosh Sheha'oni Nichnas Lechol Pitoy Ad Sheyigmar Sudasai, to which the Rishonim asked, Tosfos asks over there even, so Oni Gufo, when is he going to say Krishma? If this man starts only when it's his man Suda. So Frektim Arsho, why didn't you ask that already by the Koyin? When is the Koyin going to say Krishma? So there's many Pshatim, but the Panim Yafa says a beautiful Pshat. He says, no, the Koyin maybe started eating Beheter an hour or two before. But he was eating chulin. And in the middle of his meal, you want to serve him now a lechem, something, a fruit of truma. That's what he has to be waiting for. But it's not that he's not allowed to eat because he started eating beheter. As opposed to the ani, that's all he has to eat. This is his entire suda, frektosis. So when is the ani himself going to eat the suda? You have also in the parasha, oisei ve'ez benoi, loy seshchatu b'yoyim echad. You have here the same derher of yoyim echad. Yoyim echad doesn't mean only on Sunday, Yoim Echad. It means every day of the week, Avada. But the Gemara in the Mishnah in Chulin, Daf Pei Gimel, declares Yoim Echad. How do you measure a Yoim Echad? The night or the day? When is it considered a new day? It's not Me'es La'es, the Gemara says. It's totally in a day, and it's just like Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Gemara says in Chulin Pei Gimel, Azu Darash Reb Shimon Ben Zoima. It says Me'aseh Bereishis Yoim Echad. And it says Ba'aseh Ves Benoi Yoim Echad. Just like by Ma'aseh Bereishis, it's Yoim is after the night. It's Vayi'er, Vayivayker, also by Oisav Es Benoi. So it's the turning point of Oisav Es Benoi, when you're allowed to shecht the aim and the ben, is when it becomes a new night. A new night heralds in a new day, Benigay, the din of Oisav Es Benoi. But Ken Zayin licked in this Gemara Tifkait. You know, the Mefarshim explained that the inyan of Oisav Es Benoi is because you don't want to go against the Teva. I mean, we eat meat, we eat basar, and you can even eat the basar of the aim, and the next day the basar of the ben. But mamash on the same day, not the chepper with the sidrei bereishis. There's an aim and a ben over here. You're not missing. Over hagav atzmecha. Smosha, look at the clock. Let's assume shkia is at 5:30, and seis is 6:15. Now, if you shecht the mother at 5:25 before shkia, avada an hour or two later, 7 o'clock at night, you can shecht the ben. But if you shecht the mother at 3 in the afternoon, then you can't shecht the ben an hour or two later when it's still before shkia. In both cases, it was just an hour apart. What's the difference? The difference is vayta, this nakuda. We don't want to be mishtat, we don't want to be chepper with the sidrei bereishis. The same way, vayhi erev, vayhi voiker, yoim echad, also oisev es benoi, bi yoim echad. Ad kedei kach, not the chepper, that it's mamish in the same day. I had a shayla. Technically, you know, there are places where there's very, very, very tall buildings where it's technically possible it could be nighttime on the bottom, and if you quickly go up at the elevator, it can still be daytime when you're up there. It still wasn't shock of the shemesh. How you talking that it would be that you can shecht the aim and the ben because it's already, you went backwards to the previous day? Or what about the vas achas? There were two people shechting the aim and the ben, one on top, one on bottom. They shechted the mamish precision at the exact same second. But for one of them, it was before Shkia. For one of them, it was after the Shkia. Is there a problem? A similar shayla, I saw the Meshech Chochmah b'Emes Handels. The Meshech Chochmah says, let's say you shecht the mother in America when it's only in the afternoon. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's already nighttime. Could you shecht the ben in Eretz Yisrael? It's already the next day. Atke dekach, the Meshech Chochmah says, you can. He says, even if this mother, Behemah, has a few sons, and one of them is mutter because it's in a different country, then all of them are mutter. Because lois eschastu b'yom echad is all or nothing. If not all of the children of this mother behem is aser, then there's bechlal no chiddush din of oisiv es benoy. That's gora chiddush in the Meshech Chochmah. A few other basic halachas in the din of oisiv es benoy in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei Yisimin Tezayin. It's brought down. I mean, it's machlokes in the sugyos in Chulin. There's a machlokes Chananya in the Rabbanon. Is the din only by a mother or also by a father? Is it only by aim ubenoy or bitoy? The child could be his vader, zacher, or nekeva. But does the parent, is it only the mother or even the father? It's a suffix. It's a suffix. How we pass in the mechaber is mesupik. If we pass in that, is it in by av ubenoy? Another nidin that the mechaber brings over there is that you're not allowed to shecht the second one, the oisiv es benoy. But if you do, is the basar usser? It's a suffix if the basar is usser to the one that shechted it. And then there's a whole nidin. What if you shecht the behemah bein hashmashes? What about shechting the next one? Can you shecht the next one, the next bein hashmashes? So there's a lot of interesting sveika questions over here. Lamashal, if you shechted the father bein hashmashes, and then you shechted the son the next day bein hashmashes, it might be mutter gomer for the person that shechted the second one to eat it, because there's so many sveikas. First of all, maybe it's only by aim, not by an av. What's more, maybe bein hashmashes was already a different day. What's more, it's only a suffik if you're allowed to eat, if it's an isser for the sheichet, the sheni, to eat the basar. So you mitzarf all these things, you could have nidoinim of sveik sveika, and even sveik sveik sveika. Another very interesting sveik sveika topic that I have that's meshech sheichet to the parsha, maybe we'll talk about later, is the sfiras ha'omer, all kinds of cases in sfiras ha'omer. If a person forgot on one day, or he said it bein hashmoshes, does he still lose out? Like the Bahag, if you lose out one day, you can't continue, you could continue. Maybe we'll see behemshech when we talk about Sfiras HaOmer. But a few other, Mechaber the Inyan, a few other sveik topics that are all meshech shechet to the parsha. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Beis brings, we mentioned the topic before about the Kohen, that when it's Herev Shemesh, the Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. Pashtas, that means that the Kohen is Toivel and during the day. And then when is he allowed to eat Truma? By Herev Shemesh, which means Tseis HaKoy Chavim. That's what the Mishnah says in Brachas. Me'emes HaKoy Rene Shema. That says it's not enough Bein HaShmashes. You have to wait till Tseis HaKoy Chavim. Frek the Gemara there in Brachas Daf Beis. Who told you that it means Bias Shimshoi? Maybe it means Bias Oiroi. So Rashi Grad learns over there it means there's a Havmi that maybe you can't eat Truma till the next day, till you bring your carbon. Asayisak Rashi. But Tosfos brings a pshat that the Gemara means Dilma Bias Oiroi. The Gemara is asking, who says that the Kohen becomes mutter to eat Truma? When it's Vadei Laila, Tzei Sakei Chavim. Maybe as soon as it's Shkia Sachama. Before Ben Hashmashes, when the Sheshoka Hachama. Maybe that's what it means. Bias Oiri, maybe that's when already you're allowed to eat Truma. Asoi Frek the Gemara. Now, I always understood that that's good for the Gemara's Kasha. Meaning, how do you know that the Emes in Torah is? That when the Torah says, Uba Shemesh V'Torah, it means Tzei Sakei Chavim. Maybe the Emes is that it means Shkia. Frek Rabbi Kveger, an Einfall of a Kasha. Frekar b'kveger, Chazal is grappling with what's the kavanah of the Torah. Does the Torah mean Seis HaKichavim, or does the Torah mean Shkia? Frekar, who cares? Since we don't know, it's not like I thought the Gemara is insisting. Maybe the Vadois, it means Shkia. But b'kveger is understanding that the Gemara is Mesupik. So Frekar b'kveger, what's it going to help if you're Mesupik? Misufik, the Kohen won't be able to eat Truma anyways until Seis. Hare, it's a Sufik deraisa. You're not allowed to eat Truma. You're still a Tevul Yoin. And now we have a Sufik in the kavanah of the Torah. Does the Torah mean Seis HaKichavim or Shkia? No, since you're not sure, you'll have to wait till Seis HaKichavim anyways. So Rabbi Kveger has all kind of weird cases, Einfall weiter, that maybe it would trigger off a sveik sveika. That would be the pshat. Lamoshel, if you were toivel beforehand, before even Bein HaShmoshes, and now you have a suffix, if it's already shkia or not, you would be able, if it vadi means seis, so there's nothing to talk about. But since we go have a suffix, if it means shkia or seis, you're allowed to poil the Indian of sveik sveika. Another case that's negay sveik sveika is Lagabi in Hilchis Yomtif. We know there's a whole Rabbi Kveger, Lagabi, cooking on Yontif. You're allowed to cook on Yontif. But the Shaila is, when you cook bein hashmoshes, it's not so pashut to cook bein hashmoshes when Yontif is ending and then eat. Because maybe when you cooked, it was still Yontif, and when you want to eat it already, it's already ois Yontif. And weiter, we kvege the handles cases of Sveik Sveika. To do with the Briskarov was Machmer, he didn't even want to smoke a cigarette during Bein HaShmoshes when Yontif was ending. Because maybe when he's inhaling and making the fire, and he's doing the Havara, which is for, he considered it was Oichel Nefesh, it's still Yontif. But maybe when he's getting the Hanoah, it's already Ois Yontif. So during the Bein HaShmoshes, he didn't want. One more topic, there's something more, but one more topic that's Negei Ataka in the beginning of the Parsha, which we didn't go into. That there's a din, L'Nefesh Lo Yitameh Ba'amav, that a Kohen is not allowed to be Metameh only to the Shiva Kroivim. So there's a Nidin, it's brought down in Yeridei, in Shinayin Aleph, an Ashes Kohen who's pregnant has to be Choshesh that maybe the Uber is a Zohar and maybe the Uber is a Kohen, and therefore has to be Nizam, not to be Mekabel Tumah. So the Maisa he brings, the Shach brings in Yeridei from the Rekeach, that a pregnant Ashes Kohen is allowed to go into an oil, and you don't have to be worried about oil and mace. Why? Because Sufik Nefel, Sufik Nekeva. It's a Sveik Sveika. Sufik Nefel, Sufik Nekeva. Maybe it's not a boy, and also maybe the baby's not going to live. Fractal Morgan Avram, I need to come on to that. It's anyways Tumah Balua. This is the big Tumah that they mutter on the Shach. That it's anyways Tumah Balua. But you could say it's Negei when she's mamish about to give birth, that even though then it's not going to be an issue of Tumah Balua, there's going to be a Vlad born. We're talking now that there's no ultrasounds, there's no way to know what it's going to be. That the din is going to be that you're allowed to be Soymach on Sveik Sveika, Sufik Nefel, Sufik Nekeva. It's interesting though, there's a Chubas Avnam Aluyim, this Ashes Kohen who's not allowed to be Matama, but even a man Kohen could be Matama to his Shiva Kroivim. So he says, but this Ashes Kohen can't even be Matama to the Shiva Kroivim, because the whole hat to be Matama to the Shiva Kroivim is it because if it's a God, even if it's a God, there's then Chinuch to be Mechanachim to go be Matama to Shiva Kroivim. But there's no such din on an Uber. So on the Uber, there's no heter of Shiva Kroivim, although I'm a Supik. Whose Shiva Kroivim? The mother's Shiva Kroivim or the Uber's Shiva Kroivim? That's something to B. Ma'ayin. The Hemshech, you have the Parshas Hamoyadim. The Parshas Hamoyadim starts Sheshes Yomim Tasim Alachtecha Uvayoyim Ashvi Shabbos. And then it goes into all the different Moyadim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. And don't know, I'm a Farshim, why does the Torah B'chlal start off with the Parsha of Shabbos? Ma'ayin in Shabbos Eitzel Moyadim. We know Shabbos is Mekadosh HaShabbos. Shabbos is Kevi'i V'kaini. Shabbos is Mimeshimei Bereshis. It's not from the Moyadim. The Moyadim is a Bazundaranian. So why does the Psicha of the Parashas HaMoyadim start off with Sheshes Yomim? So I want to speak out. There's a very interesting Nakuda. There's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Memtes. They recently learned it in Daf Yomi. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Memtes that what's the Smach, the Makar, a Remez for the Lama Tes Malachis? So the Gemara, according to Amandi Omar, Shabbos Daf Memtes, because it says Malacha, Malachas, Malachtoi. The word Malacha, the Shemesh of the word Malacha, Malachas, Malachtoi. It says in the Torah 39 times. 39 times. Ad Kedekach, the Gemara Mamish takes it seriously. 39 times. The Gemara says either 40 times, and the Gemara Mamish gets involved and says no. On one hand, there's a pasuk Vayovei Habaisa Lasos Malachtoi, the Yosef Atzadik. And there's a suffix. Does it mean he went to do work, malacha? Or it means, Rachmana Litzlan, he went to do the Aveira. On the other hand, there's a pasuk in Parshas Vayakel, Vahamalacha Hoysa Dayim. Does that mean the malacha, or it means the donations? And the Gemara is before that you don't say both. Either Vayovi Abaisa Lasis Malachta means malacha, or Vahamalacha Hoysa Dayim means malacha. So the Gemara is mamish saying there's 39 exact times that it says malacha, there's even a 40th, we have to knock one of them out. Hagba Atzmach, it's a Pella, Frekta Toysis Yontif over there, and the Rabbeinu Chananel, and a lot of foreign Farshim talk about it. Go through the Chumash, there's about 65 times that it says the word Malacha, Malachis, Malachtai. 65, way more than 39, way more than 40. Harbe Trutzim Nemru Badabar, I heard once a pshat, that we're not counting places where it says Malacha in reference to Yontif. And if you go through all the different places where it says Malacha, Malachis, Malachtai, they're all talking in reference to Shabbos or Stam, like Yosef, or in general. But if you'll count out, take out the ones that are in reference to Yom Tif, then you'll have exactly 39. The kasha is, I know someone that went through the whole system and counted them out, and still, it's off by one, there's still 40. So on that he answered, based on a goin. This pasuk we have in our parsha, Sheshes Yomim Tasim Alocha V'yem Ashvi Tishbois. And we asked, what does it have to do with Parshas HaMoyadim? What does it have to do with Parshas HaMoyadim? Shabbos Ma'ayin Shabbos Eitzel HaMoyadim. Says the goin. This pasuk is talking about the Moedim. Sheishes Yomim Tasim Alachtecha. 6 days, you're allowed to do Melechus Oichel Nefesh. Rosh Hashanah Shavuot is 2 days of Pesach and Shmini Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. Uvayim HaShvi on Yom Kippur, Loi Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do Melechus Oichel Nefesh. Oy bazoi, this pasuk of Sheishes Yomim Tassim Alach Techa is talking about Yom Tif. It's talking about Yom Tif. It's not in the Cheshbon of the 39. That's what comes out based according to the Goyim. All the different Moyadim we have 7 days of Sukkos, 7 days of Pesach, and 1 day of Shavuos. We'll put Shmini Atzeres on the side for a second, but there are places where the Torah only mentions Sukkos, Pesach, the Sholish Regalim. Sukkos, Pesach, and Shavuos. That's 7 days, 7 days, and 1 day, that's 15 days. 15 times 24, 24 hours in a day is 360 hours. Says the Ben Yoyod in the end of Masechta Megill, he says, he makes a cheshbin that Chet HaEgel was for 6 hours. And he says, if Chet HaEgel was for 6 hours, the inyanim of the regalim is to do batal b'shishim. The regalim, like we said, 7 days of Pesach, 7 days of Sukkos, 1 day of Shavuos, altogether is 360 hours. 15 days, 360 hours. That makes it batal b'shishim. Batal b'shishim. The 6 days, the 6 hours of Chet HaEgel are batal in 360 hours of the regalim. The kedusha of the Yemei HaRegalim makes a bittal b'shishim on Chet HaEgel. Ah, there's a man, the Yomer, that you need 61. It's not batal b'shishim. You need echad b'shishim be'echad. Teretz says there's 6 hours of Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is a bear. Erev Pesach, we know, is a Yom Tif from Chatzois. From Chatzois of Erev Pesach, it's Be'etzem a Yom Tif. That's the Cheshbon of Atbash. The first day of Pesach is connected Tisha B'Av. The second day of Pesach is connected Shavuos v'chulei. The seventh day of Pesach always comes out the same day as Ayin, as Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is a bear. That would be the Batal B'Shishim Vechad. Continues the Ben Yoyada. But there's a man, the Yomer, that you need Batal B'Meyah. So he says, if you add 8 days of Chanukah, 1 day of Purim, and 1 day of Shmini Atzeres, then you already have another 240 hours, then you have Sacha called 600. 600, that's already Batal B'Meyah. That's how you have Bittal B'Meyah of the Chet HaEgel. We know the Torah says in Arachaim Simon Tov Yud Zayin, Rabbeinu Yaakov Balaturim, he brings from his brother Rabbeinu Yehuda that, based on a medrash, that Be'emes, the Gimel Regalim, are connected to Avos. Pesach is connected to Avraham, Lushi, Vasiugos, Shavuos is connected to Yitzchak, the Shofar Shel Isle of Yitzchak. Sukkos is connected to Yaakov, Velemiknehu Asa Sukkos, and continues the Torah that the Emes is that the Yud Beis Rosh Chodoshim are connected to Yud Beis Shvatim, and each one of them was a Moyed. And Be'emes, it was Taka supposed to be, as the Torah brings there, that each one was supposed to be a Moyed. Not because of Chet HaEgel, we lost it. Maybe Noshim didn't lose it. There's a whole Nidin in the Bach and the Beis Yosef over there about it. And the reason is this Rem is based on the Medrash, you know, because by Chet HaEgel they said, Eila Elohecha Yisrael. So they lost out on Eila Hei Moyadoi, not Rosh Chodesh, only Eila Hei Moyadoi. Rosh Chodesh is not to be considered. But originally Rosh Chodesh was also considered a Moyad, and like we said, it's Keneged the Shvatim. Now, another thing that's mentioned in the parasha, but it's also in Yonah Diyam, we'll go in for a little bit, is the Inyan of Sfiras Ha'omer. The Inyan of Sfiras Ha'omer, of course, is as the Medrash says, based on the Pasuk in Shira Shirim, Moshcheini Acharecha Norutza Havi'ani HaMelech Hadorav. Moshcheini is Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's when the Eberste made him as Kinyan Meshicha, and he was Moshechos, Yisru'u Adela'ela, that first day of Pesach when it was Mamish Mitzara Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then, during the days of Sfiras, Acharecha Norutza, we go through the process of the days of Sfiras Ha'omer until we get to Taka on Shavuos, Heviani HaMelech Hadorov, Zumatan Torah. That's going to be the process that we're going through, the 49 days of preparation. There's a Moir Dikeder Her from the Kedusha Slavi, or Lev Yitzhak Mibadichev, he says, and this farm, earlier farm, talked about this already, that Sfiras Ha'omer is connected the same way as Zov, and as Zov accounts Yemei Tahara, Shiva Yemei Tahara, so the Sfiras Ha'omer is 7 weeks of Tahara, to be Metahar, the Isha Labayla. But there's another Nakuda. We know that when a person, Almana, that wants to get married to someone else, you need 3 months of Havchana. You need 3 months to separate between the previous marriage. 3 months is 90 days. Says the Kedushas Levi, in the days of Sfiras Ha'omer, we have them as 90 days. Why? Because the first 6 days of Sfira, we only count the days. Hayom Yom Echad Lo'omer, Hayom Shnei Yomim Lo'omer. But starting on day 7, the other 43 days of the Omer, we count weeks and days. Hayom Shiva Yomim, Shehem Shvu Echad. Hayom Shmoyne Yomim, Shehem Shvu Echad V'yem Echad. So we count Tzveimol. So 43 of the days we count Tzveimol, plus the 6 days that we count the Pash, this comes out exactly to 92. That's the Tish, the Shloisha Chadoshim, the Shloisha Chadoshim of Havchana, of this process of Sfiras Ha'omer. Now, Avada, we know, Mimochras HaShabbos, Sfiras Ha'omer is connecting Pesach to Shavuos. It's one long process. But the emphasis, the Rishonim asked, the Balamor already asked on the end of Pesachim, and many Rishonim talk about it, why we don't make a bracha of Shechiyonu on the mitzvah of Sfiris Omer. Why we don't make a bracha of Shechiyonu. So the Balamor talks about it and others, but there are many that say, the Shibuli Aleket, the Meiri, the Matamoshe, they say the reason you don't make a Shechiyonu on the mitzvah of Sfiris Omer is because the Shechiyonu on Leil HaSeder by Pesach already counts as the Shechiyonu. And HaShoyel Yishal, we don't count Sfira by Leil HaSeder. In Chutzlar, it's on the second Seder, we count Sfira Seimer. But Sfira Seimer is taken not by the Leil HaSeder, it's the next day. But the Torah says, yeah, it's the next day. And there's a whole Tifa Inyan why. The Chinuch says, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. But there is a connection. Farkert, like as the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Barishon Ba'ar Ba'asu Yoim L'Choydish Yilachem HaPesach, Chag Shavuos Yomim Mitzvahs Yechelu. Pesach is called Chag Shavuos, a Chag of a week. The Pshat is like this, that on Pesach itself, Taka we may not take, but it's Ruud Al-Ela. And that's when the Eberster lifted us up. But then we go through the process of the 49 days that connected. The Shechiyanu of Lel Pesach can connect to the Sfira Sa'imer. It's not disconnected. We don't count that first night, but Fakir. We're Nis'ale, and then there's a connection. The Ramban, in this week's Parsha, calls the days of Sfira Sa'imer like a Chol HaMoed. It's a Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Atzeres. So it's all connected to the Shechiyonu of Leil HaSeder. Me'idach Gisa, the Matan Moshe, the Orchis Chaim, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and others for him bring that the reason there's no Shechiyonu on Sfira Sa'imer is because it's one big mitzvah, and the Shechiyonu you make is on the Shavuos. On the Shavuos when you say Shechiyonu. The Shavuos, the Shechiyonu, is stelling tzu to the days of the Sfira Sa'imer because it's one long process. So either the Shechiyonu of Leil HaSeder or Punkfakar, the Shechiyonu of Shavuos. Either way, it's Tzubundin. It's all one connection from the Leil Pesach until the Shavuos, it's all one process. That is the Mor de Gediak in the Ramban, when he talks about this process, he says you have to count them to Mimois. He says it should be Mechuvin, you have to count exact. Loi Pachas v'lo Yoiser. Now I understand Loi Pachas means you shouldn't count only 46 days or 38 days or 33 days, right? But what's a Loi Yoiser? What's wrong with counting more? Well, Baltoisif, the Ramban means Baltoisif. Some say we actually do count 50 days. The Pasuk says Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. So they say the Chamishim Yoim is the 50th day is counted passively. Or when you say Kiddush, or when you say Keser by Kedusha, after you go through the Chesed, Givur, Teferes, Netzach, Hayd, Yisoy, Malchus, you get the Keser, don't fall asleep by Keser, by Musaf, on Shavuos. The Keser is the Hashlom, is the 50, is the Yoim HaChamishim HaNispar B'yodai. But what does the Ramban mean, not more? Well, see, I heard a mussel. A chosin is counting down to his wedding. He's counting down together with the kala. They're connecting. He's 42 days, 41 days. They're counting down, obviously. They're counting down. No, and if I add the day after the chosin, he's keeping on counting. Another 10, 9. What are you counting? You got to the main thing. You got to the matoro. You got to the chof. You got to the inyan. So you're not going to be moisiv and sphere because you have to be lehed you be madgish that the process of the sphere was genoi mechuvin like pachas v'layoyser to get from Pesach till Shavuos to Heviani Amelach Hadorov. The Bnei Soscha writes that the Yemei HaSfira are Nechlak to Leiv and then Toiv. Leiv is 32 and then Toiv is the other 17. Sachakol 49. That's why Lag Ba'omer. Lag Ba'omer is a central point, a turning point in the process of Sfira Sa'imer. It's Leiv Toiv. And then we get to Gal. Like Yaakov Avinu is running away from Lavan. When does he finally totally disconnect from Lavan and totally get ready to connect and get my Sovasim and Labanim and connect to the Rabbanish Lailam? Eid Hagal Hazeh. Gal is Lag Boimer. And you get to the level of Gal Einai Vaabit and Eflois Mitai Rasecha. So Avad, it's Poshet. Every day has to be chizik, and especially in these kind of days that we're going through, a person has to be mischazik himself, yoim yoim. But you have to know that Lag Ba'omer is a bezunder returning point, that a person, you know, yeah, the Maisa of Rabbi Akiva, it's a pell if you just think about it. 24,000 Talmidim died, 24,000 Talmidim. He was godly. He started off as a 40-year-old with nothing. He became godly ador. He became the leader of the generation on all fronts. He was the manig ador. Militarily wise, Rosh Hashiva wise, everything. He lost everything. So, five new Talmidim. All of our Torah comes from those five Talmidim. Never to give up. Always vayt the Mamshach Zayin. But it happens at the Leiv Toiv, at this juncture. On the other hand, this is not you're supposed to say until Erev Yontif, but the Magid Mikoshin says, Ad Mimochras HaShabbos HaShviz Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. The truth is, even if you patch it all 49 days, on Erev Shavuos, you could also chaperine all of the Oireis. Ad Mimochras HaShabbos HaShviz. Yeah, but don't talk about that now. Talk about that on Erev Shavuos. The Vayl, you have to know that every one of these days is to get from the Menches Kinyonim, from the Eishes Chayil, and I'll, which is, again, Gematria Memches. It says, Be'er Memches times in the Torah. You have to go through the Memches Kinyoniyat Torah and Kesey to try to get to a higher and higher level. Well, Landuf, I heard from the Sar Sholem, he bells, he says, you know, it says, Hidr mitzvah ad shlish. A Yid is supposed to do Hidr mitzvah ad shlish. No, the Rabbi Nishlam also should have this on Hog. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chazal says, Mekayim Kol Torah Kula. Where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's begin of Hidr mitzvah ad shlish? He says, Hidr mitzvah ad shlish is because we go through two thirds. We get to Lag Boimer. And once we get to Lag Boimer, then the Rabbi Nishlam already is Mashlam, the Shlish Achroin. Then it's ready, he's Moiras and Oizerlanu to be Misale. And we should talk about Miss Allah in Gansin, to Heviani Amelech Hadorov, the Koronas Logan and Dred, the Oibishtel Zikana Yeshua and Rafua, to Laklal Vala Prat, and we should be Zaycha Taka to all of the Moyadim.